This is Millie, and welcome to the Escaping Narcissistic Mothers podcast, where you'll find the validation and love you've been looking for. I can help you navigate the difficult waters of going no contact. Please follow me on Instagram at Escaping Narcissistic Mothers, all one word. Hi, everybody. I hope you're having a good day. And a good week and a good month. We're already near Mother's Day. So maybe that's what I should talk about. And I say maybe because I have attempted this podcast. This is the third time now. First, let me just remind you to go to the show notes, the description of the podcast, and all my links are there to my Instagram page and my Facebook group, which is private. If you want to do a coaching session with me, that's on there too. Go to my link tree. Everything is there. And if you want to support me through being a Patreon, by all means, you can do that as well. So now that that's out of the way, something happened with my husband over the weekend, not between me and him, with him and his, let's say his family. And I told the whole story, and you know what? Maybe it's not supposed to be out there. We closed a chapter in his story, which has been difficult. And we're going to let it be. And I'm going to let it be. I'm not going to talk about that. But it is Mother's Day coming up. So first of all, I'm here and I'm enraged. It's the best way that I can put it. Let me start off by saying that I don't have anything against organized religion, against the belief in God. As a matter of fact, 99% of the time when something's wrong, I turn to God, right? God, please help me. Please help me. I know he's not a wish machine, and I know that's not how it works, but there's a part of me that still trusts that there's a God out there and that he's looking out for us, right? But what enrages me is when a mother or a person that is involved in the church uses a Bible passage part way to manipulate someone who is hurting. Honor thy mother and thy father. There are several passages in the Bible that say that. One of them is in Ephesians, and it says that you do not anger your children as well. Okay? It is not just children. You do what your parents say. And it also talks about doing what the parents say in accordance to the law of the Lord. You're supposed to be obeying your parents, but not just any old way. You're supposed to be following God's law. And when a parent or a family member or a church member tells you to just blatantly, you know, obey your parents, they're not doing it. They're not telling you what it really says. Right? You're supposed to obey your parents according to God's law. God's law does not say blindly obey the parents. Whatever they say goes. That's not what it says. And it does protect children. In that sense, it does say, do not anger the children. So please, please, if someone comes up to you and says that, you don't have to argue with them. You just have to know it in your heart that that is not the entire saying, okay? And the commandment is based on that, but it's also do not anger the children, okay? And it's not a selfish thing. It's not about just blindly following what they say without thinking of, what they're, are they hurting me in the process of what they're doing? Okay? That is part of it. Part of it is following God's law. Follow what God was. If you are a Christian, Jesus Christ was a man who was inclusive and kind. Okay? He was not a guy who was out there punishing people. All right. My rant is over. It's just religious manipulation, which happened with me. I was raised Catholic. I've said this many times. Raised Catholic, went to Catholic school my whole life. I was very devout at one time. My mother used the Catholic religion to punish me, literally punish me. She would make me kneel in front of a saint and ask for forgiveness for things that were normal for a child to do. And I'm tired of hearing or seeing that adults are still being manipulated with that. That's not how it works, okay? God wants you to be a good person, but he does not want you to blindly follow other people who are hurting you. That is not God's law. God would not do that. Jesus would not do that. And whatever religion you are, I'm sure, you know, Muhammad would not do that. Okay, whatever religion, this goes for all of them, because they all do it. Every religion does this. Every religion, it's not the religion, it's the people who are in the religion that do this. They all, in every religion, there are people who are going to use the religion to control you. You know, I watch 90 Day Fiancé, and sometimes, you know, they go to India, or it's in other countries with their Islamic or whatever religion it is, and the issues stem from the religion, okay? Because they don't want their children to be happy. They just want not to be ridiculed because their son has chosen an old lady. Whatever, you know, LOL, I get it. It's a stupid show, but It's just infuriating. So please, you know, keep that in mind when someone throws religion in your face. And if you want to school them, look up Ephesians and, I don't know if I'm even pronouncing that correctly. And look up honor thy mother and thy father and spit it, memorize it and spit it back at them and say, this is what it says. And if you don't believe me, look it up. Okay. All right. Rant over. So, Sunday's Mother's Day. For some of you, it may be the first Mother's Day that you're no contact. For some of you, it's the first Mother's Day where you've realized your mother's toxic. For some of you, it's, you know, she's toxic and she, you've known, but you're still in contact. So what are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about Mother's Day? All right, this is my annual Mother's Day podcast. And every year it's a little different. So if you've heard the other ones, stay tuned, because I guarantee something will pop up in my head that will be different. Okay, so if it's the first year that you are no contact, this is going to be the most difficult Mother's Day for you. Okay, but once this one is over, you will know how to deal with Mother's Day next year. Now, if you are a mother yourself, or if you are a man, right? So it's not Father's Day, it's Mother's Day. It may be even harder because you're not being, you know, you don't have kids and a husband who are going to do things for you. It's all about her. Every Mother's Day has been about her and the matriarchs of the family, right? Aunts, grandmothers, right? And if you're no contact, you're probably not talking to them. My advice is either find an alternate way to celebrate Mother's Day, which means you have two sides of the family, right? If you're not talking to the mother's side, maybe there's some good women on your father's side that you could celebrate this year, that you could go to their house, that you could send a card to, that you can call, if that's not the case and you don't have anyone that you can, you know, say Happy Mother's Day to, you're going to still make the day about you and you being your own mother, okay? You don't have to focus on the fact that it's Mother's Day. And I'm going to strongly suggest that you don't look at Facebook and you don't look at Instagram for starting now and 2 days after Mother's Day is over, okay? So that you don't have to see all of the people that are, oh, my mother's such a great mom, and they have pictures with their mom, and maybe they are great, maybe they're not great. Either way, you're seeing this image that they want to put out there, and it's going to hurt you because you're going to think, why is their mother a great mother and yours is not? And you don't really know what their mother is like. But I'm not saying that, you know, there are good mothers out there. So, but it's hurtful to us. So you're going to focus on you. You're going to protect yourself. So remember, this is no contact. You don't have children of your own. This is what you're going to do. You're going to not look at social media. Please stay away from regular television with commercials for Mother's Day, which is driving me bananas. And look at your email only if it's absolutely necessary. I'm being bombarded. None of it bothers me. This is the first year. As a matter of fact, I forgot to make this podcast. I'm doing it because it just occurred to me. It is 3:30 on May 8th, okay? And Mother's Day is a week away. Less than a week away. And I had forgotten. I had forgotten to do this podcast because it's not a thing for me. Of course, my mother is gone. But it's nice to know that this is not hurting me. The commercials don't hurt me. Emails don't hurt me. Nothing is hurting me. It's just I'm just passing over it and it's not a thing, right? Of course, I have a daughter, but she doesn't live with me. So she doesn't live here, as a matter of fact. I mean, she doesn't live close by right now and I'm not going to see her, but it doesn't really matter, right? So if you're no contact and you don't have kids of your own and you're a woman or you're a man, obviously you're not a mother, right? You'd be a father, Father's Day. And in my eyes, I mean, even if you are gay, no matter what gender you are, you know, if you're a man, it's Father's Day, although unless you're trans. If you're trans, then Mother's Day would be your day, right? I'm open to all. Let's put it that way. I am open to transgender people. I accept them. And I live in this state that is really trying to put a stop to transgender and all of that. And it's frustrating. And I don't know how to get the heck out of here, to be honest with you sometimes. Anyway, let's not talk about a governor who is the king of the narcissists, which I used to say about Trump, but DeSantis, if you think like me, be scared. Be very, very scared and go out and vote for president 100% because you do not want that man ruling this country. Because what he has done to my state is unheard of. Any American knows what's happening in Florida, the ban on books, the ban on so many things. And it's spilling over into like, well, all right, now why do you pass this law? It has nothing to do with it. It's immigration now. He's destroying us. Anyway, all right, so moving on. Again, if you don't agree with me, that's fine. You don't have to. That's okay with me. Disagree. I'm not going to argue with you. That's one thing I stopped doing. You have your opinions. I have mine. I have my morals. You have yours. And I respect yours. But I'm going to stand up for mine. And you should stand up for yours. That's how it works. Okay. People are so angry nowadays that they're insulting each other over the silliest things on social media. So again, focus on yourself. Try to stay away from Mother's Day stuff. Stay home. Do something you like. I wouldn't suggest go out to a restaurant on Mother's Day because you're going to run into all the mothers and all the families and Happy Mother's Day signs and pink flowers and stuff like that. Stay away from that, but stay home. Do something you like for yourself. Put a movie on. You know, go to Netflix or Hulu or whatever. Or look at your oldest DVD that you like and watch it. Do what you want to do. You are allowed as an adult to make the choice to protect yourself and do what you want on Mother's Day. Mother's Day is just a day that was chosen randomly. As far as I know, I could be wrong, and correct me if I am, to celebrate mothers. Okay? And why should that day make you miserable? It shouldn't. Okay? So if you needed the permission, I'm giving you permission. Right here, right now. I'm giving you permission. Stay home. Do what you want. Take a bath. Pamper yourself. Read a book that you like. Do whatever interests you. Play games. Play video games if that's your thing. Whatever it is. Do not focus on Mother's Day. Okay? Just don't. Okay, so let's move on to what other options are there for people that are low contact, in contact? Okay, if you're in contact, 100% in contact with your mother, but you know she's toxic, you still have a choice on what to do on Mother's Day. Most likely, you have to go, right? You feel the obligation to go and see your mom or go to the grandmother's house or the aunt's house to celebrate Mother's Day as a group. You don't have to do that, right? Especially if you are a mother, you can say, I'm busy. My kids are doing something for me and I cannot attend. Again, I'm giving you permission, although I don't have to. You have it because you're an adult and we have free will. So, Mother's Day does not have to be about your mother. It could be about you being a mother if that's your situation. Now, if you are in contact and you don't have a choice, you feel like you don't have a choice, how do you protect yourself? I don't have too much advice on that because being around a narcissist means you're going to get some sort of something. They're going to say things about you if you're not married. Oh, when are you going to get married if you don't have kids? When are you going to have kids? If the, you know, it's going to be a barrage, and maybe it's going to be even worse than that, right? And if you're no contact, but at this point, you're probably getting the flying monkeys trying to convince you that, you know, Mother's Day, any holiday, her birthday, they come around a lot, you know? Believe it or not, Even though my mother is dead, I got something on Facebook. Let's just put it that way, from my cousin in Cuba. It's unbelievable. I mean, he must know that I blocked him on my phone and he can't send me WhatsApp messages, so he sent me like an invitation to play dominoes on Facebook. No, thank you. I don't play dominoes. Well, I do, but not on Facebook. I play real dominoes when I want to play. It's your choice what you want to do. But if you're going to be in the presence of the toxic person, the best I can tell you is try to keep your distance. Gray rocking on Mother's Day is not going to do you too much good because it's Mother's Day and you're there for her, right? Just try and, if there's a group of people, try to keep as much of distance that you can that won't upset her, right? You don't want to trigger her on Mother's Day. Because if you trigger her, that's just going to be a... You're going to leave crying. She's going to kick you out of the house. Something's going to go really wrong if you trigger her. So do your best to not upset her. Stay. Put up with it, I guess, is the only thing I can say. Until you're ready to not, you know? Okay. If you are low contact and you're not sure, this is my advice. It's the same. You're an adult. I give you permission, although you don't need my permission, to not go. You don't have to be with mom on Mother's Day, especially if you're low contact, right? And they know it. They understand you haven't really been talking to them. Don't go if you don't want to go. If you feel the obligation, again, it's going to be tough. There's not much advice I can give you for in contact, even if it's low contact, and I'm going to go see her. If you're going to see her, you're putting yourself in a position where she has access to you, and that's what you don't want. But on Mother's Day, just do your best not to upset her so that you don't have a big fight and you don't end up crying. She ends up kicking you out and screaming at you and calling you names. That's what you don't want to do. That's the only thing I can give you as far as protecting yourself, is if you're going to be in her presence, and don't do anything to upset her, right? Now, for those of you that don't know or on shaky ground as far as, should I do this? Should I stay home? Should I go and be around them? Don't let guilt or somebody else pushing guilt on you decide what you do. Do what's in your heart, okay? Really look inward and say, what do I want to do? Especially if you are a mother. So now I'm talking to my counterparts here. If you are a mother, look inward and say, do I want to spend Mother's Day, a day that is for me also, in the presence of someone who's going to upset me? Do I want to expose my children to this behavior? And if the answer is no, you have a perfect reason not to go. And the reason is, my child or my children are doing something for me, my husband. They're taking me out to dinner. They're cooking me dinner. We're celebrating here. Send your mom a card and flowers and let it go. Okay? Focus on your day. Focus on being a mom. Because it's your day and your children want to make you happy on that day. So don't take that away from them because of guilt. Because someone is telling you, oh my goodness, you have to do this. How could you? Whatever it is that they're saying, doesn't matter. It's what you want to do. Remember, you are allowed. You are. You know that expression that if you're on an airplane and something goes wrong and the oxygen mask comes down, you have to put it on yourself first before you put it on your own kids. Why? Because you can't help anybody if you're dead. And this is the same situation. Focus on you. How can you be a good parent if you are letting your mother kill you, you know? Focus on being good to yourself and on making yourself free from toxicity, from manipulation, from craziness, from weirdness, from being with someone that when you leave there, you know, when you walk away from them, you feel disgusting inside. I remember that feeling, right? Or just confused. You're confused. Like, what the hell just happened? I know, excuse my language. I know that that used to happen to me all the time where I would say, what just happened? you know, like confusion, because they're so good at word salad. It's easier to manipulate somebody who is completely confused than someone who is knows what they're doing, is aware of their surroundings, is aware of what's going on. It's easier to manipulate someone who's confused. So they confuse you. They say things and then you end up going, what the heck just happened? You know, I had that feeling so much, and it's a horrible feeling to be confused and not know why you're confused, right? Because they use word salad. They talk and they say a lot of words, but they really don't mean anything. And they'll repeat what they said with different words. It's really kind of evil genius what they do to confuse you. So that's it. Look, this is what I say every year. It's your choice. It's your choice. You're an adult. You can choose what you do. Okay? If you are no contact under no circumstances, should you be going to see your mother? Because that's breaking the no contact. That is sending her a message that, oh yeah, I'm no contact except on Mother's Day. No. You know, now this is my advice. This is the bottom line. I know that you're going to do what you want, regardless of what I'm saying to you. And you will learn your lessons like I did. And then you'll go, oh, okay, I can't go over there on Mother's Day because it didn't turn out well. But some people just need to do it and experience it. And that's what life is about, really. I'm 48 now. I see life in a completely different light than I used to. I know that I used to think a certain way. You can't give people experience. You can only tell them what happened to you and hope that something sinks in. And that's what I do this for. I want to plant a seed and say, well, maybe they'll think twice before they jump into doing something that is going to make them feel awful. Right? So, I mean, no contact means no contact. And remember, go back to my Going No Contact podcast. I've done that one so many times. You know why? Because people don't know how to do the no contact thing correctly. And then I get messages, I'm no contact, but she keeps texting me. That's not no contact, sweetheart. No contact means you block her on everything, on your phone, on your social media, on your email, on everyone that you talk to. Should be aware that don't give me messages from mom. Like, you really have to protect yourself, because going no contact is not a punishment, is protection for you. So therefore, you want to keep it so that she cannot get to you, right? That's what I done with my family. I told you, and I swear to God, Umail should be paying me. There's an app called Umail, and you can download it on an Android and an Apple phone, okay? On an iPhone. It is an app where you can send, it'll be your main voicemail. Okay, so you have to record a legitimate voicemail on there for real calls. And then there are different pre-recorded, there's one that's hilarious, messages that say, one is, it's called like long confusing message, because it's just a guy who says, if you want this in Spanish, press 2. If you want this, if you need a tree service, press 3. If you want, I mean, he goes on and on and on and on, right? So you could send people that you have no contact with, you block them on your phone, and then put them under one of those messages. I have mine, and I've said this before, my whole family goes straight to the old doo-doo-doo. I'm sorry, you have reached the wrong number. Please check your number and try again. That old message. And the thing is, every single one of those has a beep at the end and they can leave a voicemail. But most people don't know that. So my family has, They know about it. They know that that's fake. But they don't know that they can leave a voicemail. So they try calling me in the hopes that I'll pick up the phone, which will never happen because they don't ring on my phone. They go to the voicemail, they go to the voicemail, they go to the voicemail, they get tired and stop. That's what happened. So, please, on Mother's Day, what do you really want? Okay, if you want to see Mom, then see Mom. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to tell you what I would do. And I'm here to give you my experience. Did I really have a chance when I was no contact? Absolutely. And the first year, I wasn't no contact yet. I was very low contact. This was after I found out I had three brothers that I know about. Three older brothers are in their 50s, right? That situation. I went very low contact. I was like, I can't talk to these people because I tried and no one gave me answers. It was a mess. So I said, forget it. I'm just going to stop. I'm going to talk to them once in a blue moon. And it was, I mean, I did pretty good considering I didn't know anything about this. I spent 2-3 weeks without calling my mother. That's what I did. But Mother's Day was in between there before I went no contact, and I didn't see her on Mother's Day. I sent her, listen to this, I sent her a gift, I don't remember what, on Amazon, and the card said, Happy Mother's Day, love, and I put the names in the order that you're supposed to, like in a family, like the male, now you're not supposed to, but the traditional way. So I put my husband's name, my name, and my daughter's name. And my mother caught on to that. Believe it or not, she's like, why did you put the names in that order? She actually brought that up to me. Yep. That's how toxic these people are, is that they notice any little change and they retaliate, right? That's why I'm saying, if you're going to see them, make sure that you're not angering them in some way or that you haven't already angered them, right? With whatever. So I'm going to wrap up here soon. So here's what I want to say. Happy Mother's Day to those of you that are mothers and those of you that are fathers that play both roles, because I know there's many of you out there and you don't really get the credit that you should. It is your day too if you have children. Please make it your day. Okay? Please make it your day. You've given your mother many years of Mother's Days. How about giving it to yourself? If you're not in that situation, if you're not a parent, you still have the right to not go and not see Mom and not send her a card. If you are no contact, do not send a card either, by the way. That no contact is no contact. I wish you the best. This is a tough holiday for us, okay? For the adult children of narcissistic mothers. It's a tough holiday. One day, you'll be in my shoes where you forgot. You forgot about the... In my case, it's not that I forgot. I know Mother's Day is coming up because I had talked to my daughter. Last year, she bought me orchids because I love orchids and they look beautiful. And they died in like 4 months. I couldn't believe it. And then I read online that, and I threw them away. I threw the, you know, what was left away. And they're like, yeah, that's what happens. Don't throw them away. Keep watering them and they'll sprout again. And I was like, Emily, can I have another orchid for Mother's Day? That's what I asked for. Because this time I will for sure not throw it away when the flowers start falling out, you know, when they start to wither. So one day you'll be in my shoes. I promise you that if you stick to it, if you're in contact and you stick to it, you'll be in my shoes where Mother's Day will not be more than a fleeting thought. If you're a parent, if you're a mother, it'll be about you and you won't really focus too much on your own mother. Trust me. I'm actually really, really satisfied in the fact that I had forgotten about this to make this podcast. I was trying to make another one and it didn't work. And, you know, life, the universe, God, whatever, it led me to this because I had forgotten and I was trying to make a different podcast. And he was like, hello, Mother's Day's on Sunday. This is the podcast. You have to make this one. So, you know, I do believe that there is someone out there telling, kind of guiding you into saying, hey, no, you're wrong. The podcast, that's why the other two didn't pan out. I got a phone call during one, which stopped the recording. The first one, I didn't like the way it came out. Like, I was saying things I wasn't happy with. I had said too much information. And so that whole podcast is gone. Maybe I'll tell you guys the story because it's quite a story. My husband has a similar story to mine, if I can be honest. It's similar in the fact that his mother lied to him for his entire life about who his father was. And we just found out who his father is, and it took 4 years. But I'll tell you guys the story, that story in another podcast. So, guys, I love you. I want you to love you, okay? You need to love you. So Mother's Day, if you are not a parent, if you're not a mother, you are your own mother that day. So you have to treat yourself well, okay? It is a day where you are your own mother. You're reparenting yourself every day. So why not celebrate it in your own way? I love you guys so much. I hope that this podcast was helpful. I hope that you guys are happy and as happy as you can be. Because I want you to be happy. I want you to think of yourself. Because that is not easy for us to do. I love you so much. Have a wonderful day on Sunday, whatever it is that you do. And until next time.